Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Voters are taking part in presidential preference contests in several states across the country once more this Tuesday. This is both major parties line up support around the top two candidates, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, ahead of the November general election. Votes are being cast Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Washington State. President Biden hitting the campaign trail Monday in New Hampshire, pressing his case to voters for expanding the Affordable Care Act and his plan to cap out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare.
I'm thinking about millions of Americans out there who are lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering, what if it happens? What if it happens to me? How am I going to pay for it?
Biden hammered former President Trump on a health care talking point before Trump had the chance to walk it back on Monday. The Republican frontrunner floated the idea of cutting spending on entitlement programs, but later clarified, saying he meant he wanted to find and cut waste. Meanwhile, in D.C., intelligence officials are sounding alarms about threats to the U.S. originating from the southern border. USA's John Schaefer with more on Monday's hearings.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, speaking at a Capitol Hill hearing on Monday, highlighted connections between some smuggling networks and ISIS. He also emphasized that the FBI alone has confiscated enough fentanyl in the past 2 years to potentially kill 270 million people. The migrant crisis has emerged as a central issue in the ongoing presidential campaign discussions.
Americans are anticipating that high prices will remain for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey conducted by the New York Federal Reserve, of course, that's not what central bankers say they think. They believe the Fed can move inflation back toward 2%. This is USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Donald Trump's legal team is filing motions to delay the start of the former president's upcoming hush money trial in New York. On Monday, Trump's attorneys filed a motion seeking a delay until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the issue of presidential immunity. The high court's not scheduled to hear that case until April 25th, and a ruling may not come until June or July. Trump is weighing in on the issue of a proposed ban on TikTok in the U.S. He expressed some reservations during an interview with CNBC on Monday.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger, and I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people.
Trump acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok during the interview. A former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston, South Carolina, says Barnett died Saturday from a self-inflicted wound in his truck. It's now less than a month to go before a total solar eclipse will cross North America. On April 8th, people in 15 states will be able to see the moon almost totally cover the sun, casting a shadow over it and creating the effect of a fiery ring in the sky.
Some of the states in the path will be Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, Ohio, New York, and Maine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if we're going to get back on track, we need to deal with the whole truth and nothing but, right? You know, all this perception and narrative that we've been filled with the last couple of decades, at least, and certainly more pronounced recently here, especially when it comes to our government. You know, the State of the Union, you had the president talking about shrinkflation, right? And he uses Snickers, singles, you know, as an example. Well, of course, you fact check and you find out Snickers is still putting out the same amount. No shrinkflation there. But meanwhile, you know, Joe Biden again compromises himself. He doesn't care about his credibility anymore. He just, you know, throws out any perception, something that he picks up down the hallway, I guess, there at the White House, and nobody verifies. And his writers, even worse yet, I mean, it's frustrating. And so when you have the leader of the free world who is supposed to lead us into truth and peace and prosperity misrepresenting and continuing to lie to us, I mean, you know, what's left? Dr. Michael Busler is with us right now. Michael, you know, it just seems that everybody just kind of accepts good old Joe, even though, you know, his mental acuity is failing. You know, they continue to give him a pass, but people are not realizing just how dangerous this one-man wrecking crew has become.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on your show, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. So Biden doesn't seem to be based in reality. He keeps saying, look, the inflation problem is taken care of. He says, if we really want to get inflation down, we have to stop greedy corporations from price gouging and this shrinkflation. In reality, there is no price gouging.
Right.
And the shrinkflation comes about in some areas where costs have gone up and the consumer won't pay any more for the product. In order to maintain profit margins, then the business has to make the product a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in Joe Biden's hourly participation in our government, I mean, if somebody was to run a time clock on this guy, you know, compared to the previous administration, Donald Trump, I think, operated on 3 hours of sleep. And, you know, if you want to talk about shrinkflation, look at just in terms of labor comparison of what we're getting out of hours and time spent from one president versus the next. I would probably say if you ran out, you know, the last five or six presidents, Joe Biden, you talk about shrinkflation when it comes to labor expenditure, he probably gives us a lot less time than other presidents, don't you think?
Yeah, he certainly does. And, you know, Bill, the consumer price index number for last month came out about a half hour ago. Mm-hmm. The expectation was that inflation would continue to inch downward and the Fed can maybe start cutting interest rates shortly. Didn't mm-hmm. happen. The inflation ticked up slightly in February, and I'm of the opinion it's going to continue to tick up going forward this year.
What are they counting, Michael? Let me ask you this, okay? They expect it to go down. What do they plan to do that would have any effect, that there would be any causal effect on inflation when the government continues to keep spending more money?
Yeah, you know, he doesn't really give any specifics about what he would do, except he's going to put pressure on corporations to stop raising their prices, even put together a task force to study what corporations have done in the past and are these price increases justified. You know, you mentioned something else, Bill, about government spending. Yesterday, Biden came out with his budget, proposed budget for 2025. It calls for a 12% increase in government spending from 6.5 trillion up to $7.3 trillion, and he says he can pay for that by raising taxes on the wealthy and raising taxes on corporations. In fact, he says all of that fund spending will be paid for through those tax increases, and he'll be able to reduce the deficit going forward. That's so far out of line with reality that I hope that something like that doesn't pass. That will cause more inflation. Such a large increase in government spending will cause more inflation. That's part of the reason why we have the inflation today, is the huge government deficit, spending deficits we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. By increasing government spending, you're just adding more demand to the economy, and that's going to create more inflation. He says, well, I'll pay for it by taxing the wealthy. So I just looked up two figures yesterday. One said the top 1% of income earners, top 1%, pay 46% of all income taxes collected. The top 20% of income earners pay 87% of income taxes collected. In my view, you're already overtaxing the wealthy, and if you tax them any more, it will be detrimental to the economy. Now, why do I say that? Well, when you raise taxes on anybody, their disposable income goes down. Mm-hmm. Two things to do with this disposable income: you either spend it or save it. If you're taxing the higher income earners, they will maintain their lifestyle, keep their consumption constant, and reduce their savings. What's the impact of that? Most of the capital that's created, capital formation, comes from upper income earners. Mm-hmm. So if you overtax them and they start saving less, less capital formation, less capital for business, makes it more difficult for business to grow, especially considering that the federal government is $34 trillion in debt.
Exactly.
They pulled $34 trillion out of market. This whole proposal will be a disaster for the economy. I'm hoping it doesn't go through anywhere near what he's proposed. Otherwise, we're going to end up with more inflation and slower economic growth.
Michael, this is the consistent mantra of the left and the Democratic Party. I mean, their answer is, hey, we're just going to go stick it to the wealthy people, right? But time and again, when taxes are reduced, the government flourishes and we make more money. And so set that aside, set that history aside. And I believe that evidence is clearly empirical. And, you look at the numbers and you say, this is the way it goes. Well, then he says, okay, so now we're going to go after those rich people. Well, these rich people are in the business to make money, these corporations. And so guess what's going to happen? They're going to say, fine, tax us more. We're just going to pass it on to the consumer. So now we're on this crazy merry-go-round, right?
Exactly. And you know, if you take a look,
I'll tell you what. Let's. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Dr. Michael Bussler on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you ever wanted to spark a conversation about the gospel with your friends and neighbors, but weren't sure where to start? All it takes is a simple question. Have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard the truth about Jesus and what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, then they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to get intimidated when sharing the good news, but this challenge empowers believers to make disciples in their own backyards by easily initiating spiritual conversations. To learn how you can take the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge and potentially make an eternal difference in the lives of people you interact with throughout the day, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. A little econ lesson brought to you by Dr. Michael Bussler. The good doctor is the public policy analyst and economics professor. We're, you know, breaking it down. I mean, we're on this crazy merry-go-round cycle here. This is why this party politics is really nuts. And you may say, oh, Bill, it's a little nuanced. But no, it's reality. This is how you get to $34 trillion. Is we're like, you know, it's push and pull all the time. It's not a consistent plan and purpose of how to deal with the budget, number one. Number two, I'd say just to even decide, Michael, you know, what kind of government can we afford? What kind of government do we have here, instead of having a particular party that decides, oh, I need votes, so I got to go buy votes. So they go to the Treasury and they extract, you know, billions of dollars in order to buy votes so that they can get reelected and stay in power. And then we're choking this down. I don't know what kind of intervention is required, but seriously, we need an intervention here with these knuckleheads.
Yes. As I've said on the show a few times before, remember what made America great and how we got from the birth of a nation to the number one largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. I believe, and again, I've said this on the show before, there were four basic principles. We encouraged individual freedom, as long as you didn't infringe upon anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted. Secondly, we encouraged individual responsibility. People took care of themselves, as long as you were physically and mentally able to do that. People took care of themselves. Of course, you had family working with you. Thirdly, we had low rates of taxation. So whatever you earned, you knew you were going to keep most of it. And fourthly, we had a limited role for government. The government provided defense of the country, leadership, a legal system, et cetera. But other than that, they got out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government are what made us great. Look at what Biden is doing. It's exactly opposite.
Exactly.
Limiting freedom. He wants to control markets. And he says, don't worry. You don't have to be responsible for yourself. The federal government will take care of you. Thirdly, instead of keeping tax rates low, he's talking about raising corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, raising individual tax rate, again, counter to what makes America great. And fourthly, he wants an even larger role for government. It's no wonder we're in the position that we're in today, because the Biden administration and even the Obama administration before him did not follow the principles that made us great. And now here we are stuck. We've got to figure out how to get this inflation rate down. In today's report, inflation ticked up a little bit. Everybody was expecting it to go down. I think it's going to continue to tick up throughout the year. And as I said back in November, I don't expect any interest rate cuts at all this year. And it wouldn't surprise me if interest rates were raised one or two times before the end of the year. We've got to get a handle on this inflation problem. Biden is doing everything to make the problem worse.
Well, the bottom line is, Michael, Biden is incapable of doing it. The Democrats are incapable. Their philosophy is wrong on how to win the game here. It's wrong-footed at every level, just like you said, very simply. I mean, this is quite clear. You know, you look at the four attributes that was causal to our success, and they're doing just the opposite, and they do this time and again, and we go through this crazy cycle. You know, the Democrats come into office, they do all this crazy stuff. They bring with them, you know, inflationary measures. They want to recreate the wheel. And the biggest problem, you know, that I see in all this is they want to grow government and act like that's their reason du jour, is to get, I don't know if their goal is to get 40% of America in government jobs or what, because they feel like that secures their handle, on control and power. I mean, look at Washington, D.C. You got, what, 95%? You know, so much of Washington, D.C., they're so beholden to the government. Either they work for the government or they're at the trough. You know, they're at the people's trough, taxpayers' trough, that keeps putting grain and whatever into their trough to keep them happy. And 95-98% of them vote Democrat.
And then that leads us into the cycle of continued higher inflation and what will turn out to be slower economic growth.
Right.
What Biden is doing, I'm not sure who exactly is doing all this, because it doesn't appear Biden is mentally capable of making all these decisions. But whoever is doing all this, the Democratic Party, they're doing things that are counter to the welfare of the majority of Americans. And that is just basically wrong. You're supposed to do
what's right for the majority of the people without infringing upon the basic rights of anyone. What he's doing is not right for the majority of the American public. It is right for a small minority. In government, it seems to be right. Those who want to live off of government funding seems to be right for them. But keep in mind, the government doesn't have any money. All the government has is what they take from people that earn
exactly.
money in the form of taxes. So when people say, well, I want the government to pay for this, I want the government to pay for that, what they're saying is, I want other taxpayers to pay my bills for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to pay my tuition debt. I want you to, you know, pay for my groceries. I want you to pay for my gas. You know, this entitlement society. And as long as, you know, as long as they get what they want, of course, the Democrats are insured, you know, their vote, and they continue to remain in power. And it's disgusting that you have these people that have been in power for decades, and they continue to produce these results. But to your point, Michael, see, they don't care about what's in the best interest of the American people. If they did, they would follow these four principles that you laid out quite clearly. They don't care. What they care about is getting reelected. They just care about their own power, their own control, because they can come into government, and maybe they come in, and maybe their net worth's about $1 million if they're lucky. But then, you know, 20 years later, you know, they're worth. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. What was she like? $3 million. I think her net worth was $3 million when she came into as vice president. And now what is she up to? $13 million? $16 million dollars?
Well, last number I saw, yeah.
Something like that? Yeah. I mean, wait a minute. In 3 years, you go from 3 to 12, what? Are you telling me the second husband there, I mean, he's got a side hustle that's generating this kind of income?
I don't think so. I'm not sure what exactly she's doing, but whatever she's doing is very profitable for her. In the best interest of her, and Joe Biden does things in the best interest of him and the party, not in the best interest of the majority of
exactly. Americans. Well, I've maintained, whether it's Nancy Pelosi and some other commentator had suggested, that what they do is they're keeping an eye, they're shadowing Kamala Harris. Wherever she invests, they invest. And I've said the same thing, kind of halfway kidding, about Nancy Pelosi. Her and Paul, they generate so much money, you know, with their insider trading and whatever, you know, that somehow they've been able to justify. And I just said, hey, look, wherever they invest, I want to invest. That's it, you know, and have a leg up, right?
Yeah, because people know that there's inside information that Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi had, and they're basing their investment decisions on information that we don't have. So people
exactly.
say, well, look, if they're investing, they must have a good reason for it. I'm following them.
I'd be curious to look and see, Michael, just, you know, off the top of my head, Democrat versus Republicans. How many Democrats versus Republicans? What is the increase, you know, of income when they come into office? And then also, you know, what happens in terms of, you know, stock market returns and insider trading activity?
Yes, it would be very interesting to look at that. You know, when the whole time Trump was in office, he had legitimate businesses doing legitimate things. And when people from outside the country came in and they stayed in his hotel, the nice hotel in Washington, you know, Democrats got all up in arms in that, saying, look, Trump's making money illegally because
right.
of his business. They ought to take a look in the mirror.
Without a doubt. Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst. Thank you, Michael.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. A new report says the U.S. government must act fast to avoid the risks of artificial intelligence. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report commissioned by the State Department was released Monday. The Biden administration is pushing more money toward NASA.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson made the budget announcement Monday in his annual State of NASA address. Nelson said NASA plans to continue efforts toward putting humans back on the moon and even on Mars and the planets beyond. Currently, the plan is for manned moon missions to return in 2026. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Having fun yet? Well, good morning to you. It's Tuesday and halfway through the month of March and getting closer. I mean, getting closer to the most incredible day in the history of man. And that is, we recall Easter with the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jeff Kemp is joining us now, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Speaking of Lent, as we come to the fifth Sunday of Lent, we're reminded of new life and resurrection as exampled in the rising of Lazarus from the dead. Jeff Kemp, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always looking forward to these conversations because I'm always eager to see what the Holy Spirit has for us, what we should talk about.
You know,
and this idea. Yeah, really. I mean, hey, we take no credit for this. And this is, I mean, and this is amazing because oftentimes, Jeff, I have friends that'll call me up and go, How do you guys come up with this? I said, do you think we're smart enough to come up with stuff like this? No, this is
Let me show how we come up with it.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Bill and I are so grateful to be your sons and get to talk about you and your resurrection and the new life that you are inviting every single one of us listening to this show to experience. And we just pray that you'd tell Bill what to say and what not to say, and Jeff what to say and what not to say, and help each person hear exactly what you want them to hear from you, Abba Father. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. As you ponder on this idea of new life and resurrection, I mean, that is the character of our Father, isn't it?
He's all about new life, and Jesus was his agent of new life, because it wasn't supposed to break down the way this world is broken down into sin and the fall and brokenness. But God knew, and God had a solution and he put it in plan from the beginning of the Old Testament to the coming of Jesus, and then Jesus predicting to all of his followers what they really didn't understand, that for him to succeed in this mission to bring mankind back to God and establish his kingdom, he said, I'm going to be delivered over to the sinful man, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to come back to life on the third day. And they just did not understand. But that new life, that's him.
Yeah. Well, it was the price that had to be paid in order for this, this godly system, to be clear and to operate. As you said, after the fall, we've been operating in a broken system, and frustrating for all of God's grace, frustrating for God, because here he is. He's created this, and it was supposed to all be in perfect harmony, rhyme and reason for everything. Everything balanced, coming together, completing one another, and promoting that cycle of new life and new birth. And it got interrupted. And here it is. He sent Jesus to remind us that this was God's original plan. And that when we align with that original plan, then we begin to see new life and resurrection. And Jesus' 3.5 years of ministry, demonstrated that time and time again to such a degree, Jeff, that his followers were willing to be martyred, go to the various forms of the cross themselves, because they got it. And here we are on the brink of some, saying that these are the last of the last days. And, I sense the light is coming on, and that more and more of us are getting it, even in this modern era, to realize that, it is about life. It is about resurrection, that God did, in fact, mean what he said. And that, if we follow his lead and his commandments, then we will enjoy eternal life with him, will we not?
We will. And, eternal life, of course, God has a paradise in mind, a home for us in his heavenly home. And it's a very creative and beautiful and wonderful place where he recreates the heavens and the earth. And it won't be, boring, sitting on clouds playing harps. It'll be glorifying songs to God, but I think there's going to be productivity and creativity, and some of the best things of life now will be fulfilled and happening there. But there's a Jesus that can live inside of us right now. There's the Spirit of Jesus that he sent to live in us right now. When Stephen, one of Jesus' apostles, was stoned before his belief in preaching in Jesus, they said that his face was like that of an angel, and he had a glow about him, even while rocks were raining down on his forehead and his shoulders and his torso. God was inside of him, showing him how proud and pleased he was with Stephen, and that he was going to soon welcome him into the perfect eternity. Mm. And Stephen's last words were, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, which is the same thing Jesus said on the cross. And I think that your idea today of talking about the last week of Lent and the idea of resurrection and how does it apply to our lives is really wise, because the world's broken, and it's going to continue to get more broken. We can make some improvements, but the long-term trend is the world's rebelling, and Satan's going to have his final heyday, and persecution gets worse. But every time the church was persecuted, early Rome in particular, and China and Middle East and around the world today, the church spreads.
Exactly.
The simple, clear gospel of Jesus spreads. And I think that'll happen in America. People are going to say, what? I'm not satisfied with my circumstances. I'm not satisfied with the economy. I'm not satisfied with the government. I'm not satisfied with my health. But I'm turning back to put my eyes on Jesus.
the author of my faith, the pioneer of my faith, the perfecter of my faith, the one who gives me the relationship with God as an adopted daughter, if you're a woman, and an adopted son, if you're Bill, Jeff, or a dude. So I'm excited about that resurrection.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact of the matter is it's about hope. You know, the Bible says I would have lost hope lest I believed that I would realize, you know, a bit of eternity in a sense. This is my interpretation. Unless I would receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Right. So God doesn't want us to live, you know, in under this rock and weight of persecution, though it'll be there. But we have this untapped force, I believe. I say untapped is that, you know, and that is my prayer, is that we would realize the fullness of the resurrection power of Jesus and all that God gave us on that resurrection Sunday. That it would be manifest, that we would be manifestors of this new life and resurrection, that those things in our life, whether it's family relationships or marriages or whatever situations in our workplaces and that seem to be dead, that we would bring to these environments, you know, the power of the resurrection, that we would be manifestors of this new life and resurrection power of God that He has deposited in each of us, Jeff.
Well, we are, the Bible says we're more than conquerors.
Yes.
Which means that we overcome the negatives of this world with the light of God, the salt of His truth. And there's signs of resurrection in our lives when we, one, realize that our souls are made to live forever, not temporarily. Mm-hmm. And two, we realize that we have nothing in ourselves. We're dead in our sins. Three, Jesus has fixed all that. And so we put our eyes and our focus on Jesus. And so if you want to have some resurrection life in your marriage, fix your eyes on Jesus. Go and love her or him through Jesus, which will probably include an apology and some changes. That's something I'm working on. And keeping our eyes on Jesus means we're going to be a peacemaker. We're going to be
That's
a
right.
truth speaker. We're going to make things better. We're going to make our neighborhood kinder.
Well, we got to leave it there, Jeff Kemp. Thank you.
This is here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah!
Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, joining us to talk about these latest viral videos. This first one is something that I've heard and read about. And this is a unique special device that saved a choking 4-year-old. Amazing. Samantha Mal joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I was mentioning, this first story was something that I read about last week, this special device that they've come up with that, boy, I think it's just going to be, it's just a boon in the future because, you know, young kids and choking seem to go hand in hand. I mean, and it is a frightening thing to find yourself in a situation, especially as an older person, when you're in a situation and you're choking and you can't seem to get relief. I mean, there's things to do, you know, the Heimlich maneuver and other life-saving techniques. But this device is an interesting new device, right?
Yeah, it's actually been around. I've seen it a couple years. We did a story a couple years ago in South Carolina about a little boy that was rescued in a restaurant, you know, from choking on a pancake. And you know, this is another incident where a little boy, he's just 4 years old, he's doing what four-year-olds do, he's eating a piece of candy. And his mom, this is down in Austin, Texas, and his mom starts panicking, and she's just like, his lips started turning purple. His mom's name is Guadalupe Romero. So this goes from like a happy day, a normal day, to possibly the worst day imaginable in a matter of seconds with something simple. And it's so scary, right? Like you said, like the thought of like a choking child, like how do you dislodge it? What are they choking on? It just, everything goes through your mind. And I actually went and got a life back myself whenever Paxton was born, simply because, it's just like, God forbid anything like this happens. It kind of acts like a plunger on his face. So this little boy, he's 4 years, 4 years old. You can watch the video, which really, like, it has the body cam for the officer. It's just up in personal, and you see this little boy laying there, and he's just kind of, it's almost like he's about to go to sleep because he just can't get the oxygen in. And officers Dalton Schroeder and Jason Wright, they come in, and you know, one of them had the personal life back, and he puts out this little boy just a couple pumps like a plunger, and he's up he's up within seconds and giving a high five to the officer and giving him a hug. It's amazing.
I know.
Really,
it's just this incredible device. I mean, talk about. See, don't you love the innovation of of our citizens who can come up with an idea like this? Something so simplistic, but very effective, right?
Yes, and it's one of those things where, you know, you've seen the outcome, and it's just, it's like, why doesn't everybody have this on in their home? This is something that maybe, like, I think should be just a standard part. You know, you have different safety features in your home. You have smoke detectors and stuff like that. Like, I would highly recommend, especially if you have little kids, having a life vest. You know, especially if you're not physically able to do the Heimlich maneuver, you don't know if that's going to work. This just works in a couple pumps. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't hurt the child. It's really crazy. The innovation is just, it makes so much sense. It's like,
how much do these things cost, Sam? I haven't looked into them.
It was about $80, I think.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
You know,
that's
it's
nothing.
One of those things that, I think they'll replace it if you use it. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure they replace it if you actually end up using it. And, you know, kind of thought about it. I'm like, do I need one in my car too? Because it's not like the only place that you use it is your home. So they have
either that, or you have a holster. You have a special holster for it, and you carry it everywhere you go, or something, right? Huh?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And I know that it's put my heart a little bit more at ease, because, you know, children just get stuff into their mouth so fast. You don't even know it. It's quiet. You're distracted for a second. You know, like, I know that I've seen Paxton have something in his mouth, and it's just like, what could you possibly have in there? It'll be something as simple as, like, the door stopper, the end of the door stopper. He's pulled it off and has it in his mouth, and you're just like, I thought that, you know, you think you've swept, you've baby-proofed, you've done all this stuff, and they'll find something that they could choke on. Mm-hmm. And if you're not paying attention, it could just be a disaster really quick. So
right. Yeah, it's kind of amazing. I'm looking this up, you know, LifeVac. Of course, you go to Amazon, you get an idea here. I mean, they're running anywhere from $20 to $80 you know, for a unit there. But wow, I mean, this is pretty awesome stuff. So LifeVac, life just like LIFE, and vac like short for vacuum, VAC. This is a great idea. I mean, this is saving lives, and thank God that police officer. I mean, you know, I've not heard that you know, this would be something that all police officers would have as far as I mean, because, you know, like you said, in an emergency situation, what do you have? I mean, most police officers there are to keep the peace, so they're going to have things related to, you know, maybe guns and ammo. But to have a life vac available, I mean, again, it's just one of those things, you know, so often that you and I talk about, where it's just, it's just one of those God-appointed times where you have the right person with the right tools at the right place. And and you have this four-year-old who now is going to be, you know, looking at being five next. Thank God.
Oh, my gosh. And just to see the relief on his mom's face.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. Yes. It's just.
Well, and I can't imagine, Sam. And to your point, I can't imagine that anybody, well, if you see this, then you're going to not walk, but you're going to run and order one of these things. Anybody that was there witnessing had to feel the same way, like, holy, what are we doing? You know, hey, I need to get one of those, you know, right?
Yes, and it's simple for anybody to use. You know, it doesn't matter if you have, like, a lot of strength or anything like that. You just put it on their face, and you just give it a couple pumps, and I mean,
just like that.
One of those things. I hope I never need it, but it does give me like peace of mind having it and seeing a story like this. You know, it was like you said, it wasn't standard part of the police officer's equipment. This is something like one of the officers personally had with him, and it saved this little boy's life. And just so fast, it was. You know, he's just up and breathing and high fiving and. Wow.
Unbelievable. Night and day, right? That's incredible. Well, and the thing is, like, even, you know, actually using the Heimlich maneuver, you know, for some people can get injured with that.
Yes.
This is not as, you know, problematic, because you get somebody who doesn't know better, knows a little bit about, you know, some life-saving techniques, and, you know, throws you around like a rag doll, and, you know, the next thing you know, you've got back problems or other things that are going on. So, obviously, this is a lot less invasive and safer, but what a great concept. Great story to start things off with. This next one is a community rallying to ensure a legally blind Walmart janitor never walks alone to work. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is down in Cabot, Arkansas. You know, it's a sweet community. They're all, like, it's really tight-knit down there. And Bill Mosolowski, he actually is a janitor, and he would walk each way, like you said, for years, rain or shine, he's walking this 5-mile journey to be an overnight janitor at the local Walmart. Mm-hmm. And it's one of these things where people started seeing him. And Christy Conrad, she's a lady that lives in the community, and she noticed him, and she just pulled over one day, and she noticed him walking, and she's like, "Can I just give you a ride?" And he ends up sharing his story and explaining to her that he's legally blind, and that, you know, he doesn't have a ride, so he's been walking himself to work. And, you know, and this is one of those times where social media, you just kind of love it, because she goes on social media and creates a Facebook group, and she calls it Mr. Bill's Village. And now, people, I think, really quickly after that, 1,500 people had joined.
Oh my God, wow.
Just to give him a ride. So everybody's fighting to give Mr. Bill a ride. It's just, it goes, like, they were talking about, like, this is, like, you're actually waiting for your opportunity. It's not like they're struggling to find volunteers. It's like, okay, you kind of win if you get to give him a ride. It's like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, how cool is
wonderful
that?
Wonderful idea.
Yeah, what a great story. Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I love that, Sam. Well, this next story, you've got an 80-year-old after D-Day. I shouldn't say 80 years old. He's actually older than that, because it's 80 years after D-Day. You got a World War II veteran. He's getting married near the beaches where U.S. troops landed. Wow.
That's right. So he actually was one of the troops that landed shortly after D-Day. Harold Terrence, he was a 20-year-old U.S. Army Air Force's corporal, and he had landed when he, like I said, 20 years old, and now he's 100 years old, okay? And he's going back to France with his fiance, Jean Sorlin, who he started dating in 2021. She is a spry 96 years old, and they will be getting married on the in the same country, by the same place that... he was in World War II 80 years ago. I think it's such
unbelievable.
Like, they're dancing and talking about how kisses each other is. They're both widows. It's who would
is that his...
years later? There's no way he imagines that 80 years later he'd be back there.
Is that hysterical, huh?
It's wonderful.
God. Don't you love that? I mean, even at 100, there can be you can have some innocence, right?
That's right. Fall in love all over again.
Well, congratulations to the couple, 190 and then a 96-year-old, boy, I'll tell you.
That's right.
he's robbing the cradle, right?
That's right.
Well, Samantha Mal, the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious?